Blog Talk Radio. Oh yeah, y'all already know who it is. This is your boy GQ. We got 6-4 in the building. We're live on the Newark Donut or Newark Raven, whatever the fuck this is. And right now we're holding it down. Make sure you hit us up on
my. No, it's actually New Jersey Raven.
It's the New Jersey Raven.
Yes. All right,
well, it's the New Jersey Raven. So, all right, you know what I mean? Hit us up, myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. I would tell you guys to call up now, but I'm taking a shit right now, and I don't have the switchboard in front of me.
Nope.
So you're going to have to wait till I get to the switchboard. But until then, we're going to entertain y'all with a little bit of madness, sexiness, and stupidness on this New Jersey Raven. Now, earlier, like maybe 2 minutes ago, we had this shorty in the room that was like, oh, yeah, what's the topic? So I said, it's going to be Tasty Thursdays. So she said, Freaky Thursdays. He has a couple of freaky things to talk about. So I guess, why should we wait? Why don't we start it now? Hey, Ma.
What happened?
What freaky sex stories do you have? First of all, spit out where you're from. What's your name and where are you from? Introduce yourself to the people.
I'm excited to wait. Excuse me, being awfully rude. Miss Addison from East Orange, New Jersey.
No doubt. And what type of sex stories or sex secrets do you have?
I don't have anything.
Have you ever been pissed on?
I never thought about sex.
I think you're lying, girl. Cut it out. What do you got? You got to have something.
What do you mean I'm lying? I don't have no sex stories.
How about this? What's the freakiest thing you've ever done? The freakiest, the nastiest.
Word.
The nastiest thing I ever done was suck dick. Duh.
Say what?
That's the nastiest.
What about that?
Huh?
You ever took a face painting? A face painting.
Face painting? No, I never done face painting.
You never had a sperm perm?
What? Well, like semi-sperm.
Come out
of my face? No.
Yeah, that's the best part. When I'm getting hit, I just want to, like, just jerk off all my nut on your face. Like,
I'd rather have that shit in my mouth than in my face, still.
Nah, that's real talk, Ma. You know what? Hold on. You talking the truth. It's supposed to be in your throat.
I'm telling the truth. Let me ask y'all a question.
Female, you said you were 23. Is that what it was?
Yes. Okay. Well, my age got to do with anything. Let me ask you something.
I'm just asking you a question.
Do you know about this?
What happened?
Okay. Do females? Okay. When a nigga busts in your mouth, right? Do your teeth get yellow? I mean, I don't know. There's no other female in the room, but no other female ever told you that.
Her teeth gets yellow.
Yeah.
Maybe the dude was drinking Coronas or eating popcorn, I mean.
Word, but the funny thing is that it's not supposed to touch your teeth, is it?
Nah, it's not.
What do you mean it's not supposed to touch my teeth? You know when you come in the mouth, it gives me a tongue and then wipe my teeth.
She's a nasty freak. She does nasty, like, she gets, when you get in her mouth, she, like, licks it all over her mouth and plays with it in her mouth. I'm with it.
No, I don't.
Yeah. Yeah, she does know, but you know what?
I spit it out, but it's like, you know, I gargle it, you know, a little bit, then I spit it out.
I got a question. What's the point in drinking something if you're not going
to
swallow it?
You're not supposed to fucking spit it out, girl. What's wrong with you?
I'm not going to swallow it. What do you mean I'm not supposed to spit it out? I'm not.
What you mean? Hey, hold on. You know what? You should.
It seems like we have a hater in the room who does not want to have a serious conversation. He must have never got any head before, so he's mad at other niggas. Understandable, dog. You're fucking lame. Keep blowing. I blew your mom back out last night.
You should never be able to eat again, ever. You should lick everything and not swallow it and die of starvation. Because why would you have a nigga's dick in your mouth cold? You know what I'm saying?
Shorty, first seven.
Because I love you. I love you.
Five.
One.
Stupid motherfucker. Who's in the room?
She ain't here yet.
No, she's not.
Huh?
Yeah, press six when he comes in the room.
Yeah, if he comes back in the room, press six.
Hello?
So why? Yeah, we here.
Okay.
Why would you have a nigga dick in your mouth, pause, let a nigga clap off in your mouth, pause, inches from your throat, pause.
And not swallow?
That doesn't even make any sense. It really don't. Like, think about
so
it.
Why do you guys love it then?
That's like licking.
That's my question.
That's like sucking on a fucking neck bone and then being like, nah, I don't eat pork.
It's not something that you're supposed to be swallowing though.
I mean, you're right because you know you can't digest
okay,
it. So it's like,
hold up. Okay, yes, you can digest it because I did swallow before.
Okay,
but y'all need to try it. It doesn't taste
so
that.
What are we talking about here? Like, just keep swallowing.
I'm just saying, like, when the last time I sucked dick, right, when he busted in my mouth, and I went to the mirror, my teeth was all, yellow. I'm like, ew.
Maybe you forgot to brush your teeth that morning.
No, I brush my teeth every morning.
Do you smoke cigarettes?
No, I do not smoke cigarettes.
Do you smoke any pipes?
No, I don't smoke any pipes, nigga. I'm not a drug addict, okay?
You obviously misunderstood.
It had nothing
the
to do with me.
You obviously misunderstood the question. Do you smoke pipes?
No, I do not.
Okay, I got a pipe between my legs.
You got a pipe for you to smoke right here.
Hey, yo, dog, the answer to your question, yes, she does smoke pipe because she's in the room talking about swallowing.
No, I do not. Okay, let me ask y'all a question. Do you think it's gay for a nigga to put it in the girl's ass?
Wow.
No, I don't think it's gay, no.
Hell no.
Yes, it is gay. That's gay tendency.
Why is that?
Put it like this. If I put my dick in a girl's ass and I feel something bumping me on my leg every time I go in, that's gay. That's a man. But if I feel titties and pussy and all that, clit and all that, then that's a woman. That's okay.
Well, that's gay to me. That means, if you can put it in an ass, then you can put it in anybody's ass.
Nah, negative, man, because...
Yes.
Nah, because it's like, I mean, there's a difference. Like, I'm swinging. If you're not swinging and you're not a man, then we're good. But if you're swinging and I'm swinging... Then there's too much swinging going on. Only one thing should be swinging in the pit, and that's my dick and your titties. Well, two, three things. You know what I mean? So if there's not three things swinging, or if there's four things swinging, that's his dick, his tits, and my dick, there's too much swinging going on.
Too much swinging.
Too much swinging.
So your titties could sway from east to west and north to south. It don't even matter. And... my fucking cock could fucking sway from here to there. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's it. That's all the swaying that needs to be happening at that particular juncture. Anything else other than that?
I think it's gay.
Who wants to be in a man hairy ass anyway?
Hey, she wanted to wear him, man.
Deep ass voice, man. Deep ass voice.
C-Murder.
Yeah.
Do you put it in the girl's ass? Put your dick in the girl's ass?
No.
Do you think that's gay, though, right?
No.
Yeah, it's fruity. That's fruity.
Nah,
negative. Nah. You have to try at least once. You have to try at least once. Now, I'll tell you one thing. I probably won't ever do it again because I got shitted on the first time I did it. That was not a good experience.
I don't like it. It burns. That's just,
Well, I mean, I'm not receiving it. I'm, you know, giving it, so I'm going to go for it.
If yours was burning, homeboy wasn't taking the time to do it right, you know?
Yeah, like, you got to, you know.
Everybody don't share that experience. Everybody don't share the same experience that you did, you know what I mean? Some niggas take it general, like, easy, you know what I mean?
So, it's like virgin pussy, you know?
It ain't gay. It's like anything else. Like, you put it in your fucking pussy, like, what's the fucking difference?
It's funny because I used to think the same thing.
No, it is a difference. It is a difference. The ass is used to be shit.
All right, let me ask you a question. You think there's a difference between a nigga sticking his dick in a female's mouth? Because men got mouths too. You know what I'm saying? Like,
all
females ask. You know what I'm saying? Like, you put my dick in your mouth, pause. It's like, it works.
It's a difference between the ass.
How, why?
It's the same scenario.
Because the ass is...
You can say that I'm violating your ass, but you let me fuck you in the ass. You know what I'm saying? I'm fucking you in the ass, whatever. And that's what it is. But, like, as far as, like, you sucking my dick, like, that's still my dick. Like, I put my... If I could put my dick out of your ass and put it in your mouth, like, you should shut the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? Because it's all the same shit. Like, you're saying it's... Mm-hmm. You're saying it's, you know, it's gay. Like, how is it gay? You know what I'm saying? Like, how is it gay for you to not... For you to suck my dick? Like, how, is that gay, too? So then now what are we looking at?
No.
Because, I mean, you have a mouth, I have a mouth. You have an asshole, I have an asshole. So if I can't fuck you in the asshole and not be considered gay, then how come I can get my dick sucked by you and not be considered gay?
It's still my
but
dick,
But
right?
down the years later, you won't have problems in the ass because, you know, a lot of I learned this in my anatomy class. Like, people that do it up in the ass so much, it's just like, ugh. All
right. I mean, that's
I don't even
want to
talk about
that's one reason. But I'm saying, like, as far as that.
But oral sex is normal.
Yeah, listen.
Well, but see, somebody had to make it normal before it wasn't normal.
Listen,
everything dealing with sex wasn't normal. Like, for instance.
The ass can be, the ass, the doodle would have to come out the ass.
All right, well, you throw up out the mouth. You throw up out your mouth.
Well,
I mean, what the fuck? You bleed out your pussy.
Uh-huh.
What the fuck? I mean, come on.
If I eat your pussy and it bleeds, like, does that make, what the fuck is that? You know? And, like, you
that's
said,
just
like, if I'm fucking, if a chick lets you fuck in the ass, then obviously she likes you, you know what I'm saying, to some degree. Like, if she's going to let you fuck her in the ass, you know what I'm saying? So it's not, like, it's not no small task, like, oh, it's just gay. Because there's a lot that goes into that, you know what I'm saying? Like, you, a woman giving her asshole to a man, like, think about it, you know what I'm saying? It's not just that. What's happening in that instant is, yo, like, there's obviously something there more, whether it be money or whatever else, you know what I'm saying? For a female to open her asshole, like, it's gay? Like, what the fuck is you talking about? Like, niggas that fuck other niggas in the ass is obviously gay, so there's no question there. Niggas in jail that's fucking niggas, it's weird. I guess it is what it is in there for them. At the moment, so that's what they choose to do. You know what I'm saying? Or have done to them.
So you fucked the girl in the ass before?
That's something different. Absolutely. More than one.
See, I only did it once.
And it's not like for me, like, it's not like it's easy for a girl to do it, to take that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not trying to.
But I don't find the pleasure. It's just, to me, it's just.
But see, you gotta understand.
You got to find the pleasure in it?
But I find pleasure in it. The first time I did it, before I got shit it on. It's nice, and tight, and it's like a lot of women want a nut, a serious nut, from getting fucked in their ass. A serious.
It's tight different because I find it the same way. Because when he stick his fingers in my, he stick his thumb in my butt, I find myself like, oh shit, this shit feels good. It's like, just, I don't know, it does kind of turn me on with the little, you know, the little thumb in the back of my, and then I'm.
You know what I'm saying? That's what we're talking about. Like, you know you want it in your butt. Stop fronting.
All right, Shirley, would you let me stick a Twizzler in your butt?
Mm-hmm.
Like halfway, though. Yeah, would you let me stick a Twizzler in your butt?
No.
What about Chico steak? Like a fat one, a fat Chico steak.
Yeah, the fat ones.
No.
What about a king size Snicker bar?
No.
And let me
eat
up to the butt cheek, and then you can keep the rest.
Hold on, if I after I ate it, would you kiss me?
Hell no. But actually, it's my ass. It is my ass.
So you're saying your ass is
sticking in my pussy, okay.
So what you're saying is
sticking in my pussy, okay.
Do you wipe from back to front?
Ass, so no.
When you take a shit, do you wipe back to front?
All right, front to back.
Are you wipe front to back? Now back to front. All right.
Yeah,
Yeah, my pussy get kind of wet when I'm shitting, you know what I mean? So it kind of it's moist.
Really? Yo, girl, hold on, girl. You know we're on the radio, right?
Yeah, we're on the radio right now.
I don't care.
All right, hold on. I'm just saying. So, just understand, like, this is to all the people that know the deal. Come on, send me a picture. Send me a picture real quick. You know what I'm saying? I want to see what you look like. That's what I'm going to do for you.
Sending you a picture of me?
That's right. That's what I'm going to do for you tonight on the radio.
Nothing. I don't know why I know who I am. You know.
No doubt. But, see, that's what I'm talking about. So, once you get it in the butt, then you be straight. Because you don't fuck gay niggas, right?
Oh, no. I'm done. I don't like it. I really don't like it.
I mean, you're
like, the ass girl watery. It's like, oh.
See, niggas wasn't taking their time with you. That's fucked up. I'm sorry you had to have it that way.
And then I feel like I'm about to shit on his dick. Oh, no. Mm-mm.
Yeah, you got to breathe.
That was a one-time experience, one time only.
See, now that's some homo shit. If a nigga wants you to shit on his dick, that's some nasty shit.
Yeah, that's nasty.
What kind of shit is that?
Never happened to me, though. Thank God.
Like, that shit happened to me by accident. And I said, you know what, never again. But if a nigga tells you, yo, mom, why don't you shit on my dick, he's a faggot. I'm sorry.
He's definitely
trying to fag it out. Like, you know what I mean? He's definitely a butt pirate.
A putt pirate.
Putt pirate. Putty pirate.
Puss bun.
Puss bite. Butt bone.
Bone smuggler.
All right, where she go?
I'm still here. All
right, so where's the weirdest place you had sex? The weirdest.
Okay, in my aunt's building on top of the roof.
Okay.
How many stories?
What building is that?
It was only three floors.
Three floors?
Out of the ordinary. No.
You would still spread your legs on the roof, though, which is really what it's all about.
It was a building, actually, and it was inside on the top floor. My favorite spot, kind of sex, is in the car. Oof. That's the best spot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
see, now,
I fucked a lot in the car.
I'm a tall motherfucker, so it got to be like a big car. It can't be no fucking Pinto and shit. My knees is going to be...
It was a two-door, because I'm flexible,
Oh, wow, that's crazy.
I don't fuck any place. That's only... Everything else I do in the house. Kitchen, living room, bathroom.
Yeah, you ever fuck on a police car?
No, I haven't fucked on no police car.
Yeah,
have you?
Yes, I have. The day you fuck on a police car, you know you are the shit. I ain't lying, trust me. You know you are the fucking man. I was nervous as a motherfucker. But I told her, yo, I'm not going to stop fucking her until she busts a nut. And sure enough, she busts a nut. And I ain't even busting her. I just got the fuck out of there. Cause I was like, yo, man, we facing some charges if we get caught. On the fucking police car.
So it was like... It was outside in the street.
That is crazy. It was down south. I mean, not down south. Down the shore.
Down the shore.
Sure.
Big ass niggas.
Ah, shit. I just dropped my fucking soda.
Oh, well.
If I get a little nice weather, and they go crazy. Look at them. Look at them. Badass kids. They need to go get ready for school tomorrow.
Oh, yeah? Why are you worried about that? How many kids you got?
I don't have no kids.
So, you said you're 5'11", right?
I'm 5'6".
Yeah, you little.
I'm a little girl. Petite. Very petite.
What you like, 130?
127.
Yeah, 81-30. All right, that's what it is.
You a little
handful. Not too much. You know what I mean? You're just a little handful.
Are you talking about my titties?
Nah, yeah, your titties. I don't know what your titties look like. I'm just saying you. In general.
Oh, my body.
You in general, you're a little handful. You know, not too much to deal with, but you know.
Yeah.
Mike can handle you with one hand, hold you down with one hand or something. Slap you around.
No,
with
not even.
Hey, Shard, you know what a noose is, right?
Huh?
You know what a noose is, right?
I was on the news today.
Do you know what a noose is? The thing that they tie around slaves neck and shit?
Okay, I know what a noose is.
Are you that freaky to the point where someone would hang you upside down with a noose?
By my leg?
No, by your neck.
By my leg?
By your neck.
Oh, no. Uh-uh.
And then,
too far with it.
And then skull fuck you.
Face.
I shouldn't be saying shit like this. I got a girl, man. She's going to fucking kill me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in love with you, baby girl. This is just radio. This is just radio. Yeah.
Just radio.
Let's
go fuck your jaws.
Jawbones.
Nah, there's no need to fucking hang you by a noose. Go.
Nah. I'll just wrap your hair in up. That's that KKK shit. I just take a tennis racket and I'll just spank your butt. At 50 miles.
You said tie me up with my arms and legs in it. I'm like, okay, yeah.
Nah, I definitely put you down. You on the kitchen table real hard, you know what I'm saying?
Uh huh.
So hard to the table.
Fuck your head up. I'll take a fucking coffee pot to your fucking face.
And then fuck
I heat up the teapot and fucking lay it on the side of your face while your hands are tied behind your back while I'm going in your butt.
No faggot.
Oh shit. Oh man.
I definitely am. Tie you to the back of my truck real quick with my rope. By a rope like 15 foot long or some shit. So when I'm making turns and shit, you swing wide. Let me drive through the cornfields or some shit, drive through the bushes or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Let you get tangled up in them trees and scratch up and bruised up and shit. And just, you know, give you some. Give you something to think about.
Oh, shit. Oh, man.
That's funny.
I'm like dipping down right now.
What happened, girl?
I'm making dinner right now.
Go make dinner, because if he was over here, you wouldn't be making dinner anyway.
Word.
Matter of fact, you would be. You would definitely be over the stove right now.
I would be dinner, right?
Word. You would.
Now you wouldn't be dinner. Don't be cute.
I would be.
Don't be cute. You would definitely be making dinner, but I'll have you bent over the stove.
Dinner on me.
I'd have you bent over the stove. Plowing on your backside, fucking one leg up on the bar stool, and fucking while you cooking the stir fried rice.
All the eyes on, super high. I'll definitely fucking spray fucking. I'll turn the heat on and spray hot frying fish oil over your back
mm-hmm.
and fucking
I'll turn the flames up so you, the flames can boil all over your body and then piss on you and try to piss the fire out.
What the hell?
And try to jerk a nut on you, and hopefully the nut takes the flames away from your scorching back.
What?
Now somebody's on AIM.
Yeah, your mom's is on AIM. I got the AIM on my fucking sperm for your fucking target for your mom's face.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and this chick too. Hey yo, mom, listen. When you come up here, right? I'ma fucking spread your legs so wide that your pelvis cracks. Okay? and then I'ma dive into your pussy, right? At like 60 miles an hour. For like
we ain't gonna feel nothing.
For like 60 hours. So like 60 consecutive days. And then I'm gonna invite 60 niggas.
Mm-hmm.
And they're gonna go in for 60 seconds each. How much time is that spent pounding your pussy out?
Oh,
that's a whole bunch of time pounding your midsection out.
Midsection.
Leaving your pussy swollen. What do you think?
No.
Why not? Because you want to be held, right? Because you want to be held, right?
Yes, I want to be held. Get that right.
Fuck out of here. I'm going to hold you down.
I'm gonna fucking hold you down on a bed of nails.
What?
While I throw empty peanut shells at you.
You wanna be the next female host? Can you handle the pressure?
Nah, she can't.
No, she can't handle the pressure of being the next female host at an Angry Bastard seasonal festival. Alright, we have the seasonal festivals when the season commences. And right now it's ass whipping season. And roasting niggas ass season. Nobody for you, you rapist fucking sodomizer sounding ass motherfucking nigga. Fuckers on the nigga. Fuck out of here, nigga. We can't even fucking hear you, nigga. Turn it up a little. Turn the treble up on your voice a little bit, nigga.
Put some more beat on that bass.
put some more beat on that joint.
Some more beat on my dick. Oh, come on, man.
Nah, dog. No faggot for that bullshit, man. No faggot. I'm sure you understand what that means. No faggot. No. Shut up.
Oh, man. That shit is fucking hilarious. Yo, caller, you're on the air. Caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
Good.
Where you calling from?
It's 7:30 and the children are still up.
Exactly. Yeah, but this show is also on the adult network.
Oh, crap. They're yapping.
Also, this show is also rated as mature. So if any children are listening, their parents need to be more aware of what they're doing because this is on mature. This is not for everybody.
Word.
You have to be a certain age when you sign in.
How old are you?
I'm 28. How old are you?
I'm 12.
I'm for you.
I can't hear you. You got to turn, turn up your track phone. I can't hear you.
How old are you?
I didn't ask how many teeth you had in your mouth. I said how old you are.
Does have anything to do 12.
With this. Yo, Doug, you're 12. Shut the fuck up. The nigga in the background with the deep voice. Yo, Doug, turn the treble up on your voice. Shut the fuck up. Join the conversation.
We go with the old mouth.
Sit down and take some notes, Doug. You pussy. Now, female, what were you saying?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
No, look, right now, you're not the only one that's on the phone. We also have another caller who's being an idiot. So we were just shitting on him, and now we're asking you, what's up with you? How are you doing?
I'm okay. How you doing?
Yeah. Okay. Dad.
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 Oh.
Hey, caller, do you not have anything to say, or are you just going to be a...
That's a bad homo-sounding voice. That's
what I'm talking about. Are you just going to play with your feet all day?
What? Faggot.
Come on, dog.
Exactly, because you're a pussy, and that's what pussy do.
Can I have a...
I'll fuck the shit out of your mother for giving birth to your ugly ass.
You know what the funny thing is, though? You won't be remember that shit. I'm outside. I'm outside, motherfucker.
Okay.
Anyway, niggas can't even hear you, so I'm just going to fucking block you out. Anyway, what's going on with the other caller back there, man? We have a blower.
He might as well just commit suicide. Why he blowing?
Yeah, Doug, that's what it sounds like. That's what it sounds like. You're not blowing your mother.
Zero.
That's what it sounds like.
Seven. Zero.
All right. Caller, oh, you're on the air. What's going on? Where you calling from?
Oh, you're allowing me to come back?
Yeah, I mean, you was already on. We was pooping on whomever, you know, the other guy was.
Yeah.
But now we're at, you was never denied.
Oh, girl. Yeah.
Hey, what you cooking over there?
Hey. That's good. We don't
need okay. Hey, my name is, I don't know, and I call up a radio show.
What?
So my family can just, you know, yeah. So we can sit down and since we don't have a TV, we can just listen to Angry Bastard Radio while we eat dinner. Hey, that's cool. I mean, I love to entertain people.
Eating dinner.
I wish I could eat dinner. I've been eating cheesecakes for the past two, three days.
Mm-hmm.
I need a woman to cook for me.
Oh, yeah.
Don't even.
It probably is lamb.
Jesus.
You're a poom poom.
I'm a poom poom?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh. No doubt. It sounds good.
Yeah, I think we're going to move on to another blog because your blog seems to, like, suck like ass.
I can't hear you. You sound like you're calling from the sun. It sounds like you're calling from the moon. I can't fucking hear you.
You're an idiot.
Hey, you're an asshole.
I'm trying to have some intellectually stimulating conversation.
Can you spell intellectually? Can you spell that word?
That.
If you can spell that word.
Oh, wrong.
Do you know who you're talking to?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know who you're talking to. I don't know.
It'll die on you in your sleep.
I'm just bugging you.
Are you just bugging me?
Yeah, I'm just bugging and playing.
So where are you calling from?
Toronto.
You don't talk about much on your show.
Oh, y'all calling from Canada. Okay, that's what's up.
Okay, let's go Canada.
Let's go Canada.
We like Canada, despite popular disbelief.
Well, we're located in New York City. New York City. Good old New York City.
Yeah, my relatives are from New York.
Oh, yeah, we're part of New York.
Jewish community. How do you feel about that?
Oh, you must be talking about Bensonhurst.
Yeah, you must be talking about Bensonhurst or about Williamsburg.
What?
Where do you live in Williamsburg?
I can't understand
the question. I said, do you have an ass bag?
Or Crown Heights.
Does he have a black hat? Yeah, they do.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Hey, listen, how about this? How about I give you an ass bag? You give your partner a chin bag, and then we all have a big party. What do you think?
Idiot, first of all. And what, do you wear your pants below your knees? Is your chain below your waist?
Yeah.
Idiot.
No.
Do I look like Jim Jones? Jim Jones is a homosexual. I'm good.
Like I said, no intellectually stimulating conversation whatsoever. You're an idiot.
Yeah, you're right. But, yo, guess what, though?
What?
Stupid. Anyway. You call up there, you get banged on early in the game. Don't call up here on that dumb shit. Yeah, we gave you enough too much fame for the death of the day.
Yo, let me tell you something.
Yo, call the show, nigga. Call the show, man. I'm on the switchboard. Call the show.
All right, hold on.
Matter of fact, yo, I called the chat, didn't I? No, you called the show. All right, yeah, you might as well stay on. Because I see you. You're on your side, not on the switchboard.
Mm-hmm. You got the switchboard, right?
Well, I'm on the switchboard, but you're signed on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Who are you, girl? Fuck that bitch. That took a
shit.
Fucking bottle real quick. Man.
Punk face bitch.
Punk face rap face bitch.
Punk bitch. The meanest burger in the world can be the meanest burger in the world if you cook it that way. What do you say? It's a what? Against fries and shakes?
A what?
You said it's a thin line between fries and shakes?
Mm-hmm.
Hit us up. We actually are on the switchboard. Hit us up, 914-338-1782. Taking shout-outs, dedications, and requests until 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be holding the fuck down like we do.
Get down like we do?
Yeah, we do.
Mm-hmm.
Where they do that at? Where they do that at? I don't know where they do that at. Let me send the text out to the boys. We send. Trouble Thursdays.
Uh-huh.
No, whatever Thursdays. Seven to 8 PM. Hey. Get your fat ass out of here. Get your fat ass out of here before I make some big enough. Huh?
Don't send me that shit, nigga.
The meanest burger in the world can be the meanest burger in the world. If you cook it that way. Still eating a fucking building.
Yo, your mom smells like fucking
sauerkraut.
Fourth day of period.
Fourth day of the period?
Yes. You know that day when it's almost dawn? That's what your mom smells like.
Yeah, your mom smells like bowel movement.
Your mom looks like one of the Jabberwockies from American Dad.
What?
Yeah, I'm gonna start my vacation early. I'm gonna go get me a Mexican drink or Corona.
I'm about to show it up. I'm about to show it up.
If you would have made it right.
Uh-huh.
I think Chinese people are being treated unfairly. What the fuck is that? What is that, shit? That, it sounds like shit.
What?
Yo, man, no one wants to hear you fucking draining the main vein, you faggot.
Yeah,
I know you got fucking piss drips on your fucking phone, nigga.
Nah, nigga. I got your mom's piss drips.
Yeah, it figures they get to the mother. Oh, hey, my name is E, and I call the show so I can hang up in 2 seconds.
Hang up.
Fucking bitch ass nigga, yo, dog, we ain't talking to you right now.
Bitch ass nigga.
Bitch ass nigga.
Bitch ass nigga.
You know what's crazy? I need to go. When is the last day of today?
Yo, dog, I was a straight up nigga today, man. Like, there's lines out fucking KFC door. Like, yesterday, I ran to Edgar, paid $30 just to get the ink for the fucking printer so I can print out three coupons.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about it, I'm probably not even going to like this fucking grilled chicken shit.
To create a mailbox, press 1.
Oh.
To check your mailbox, press 2. Leave your mailbox. Get ready. Your new mailbox number is
the new mailbox number.
To repeat this information, press 1.
Yeah, you might not like the shit. So what?
You're in the lobby. Front rooms, press
1. I don't know why.
Yeah, but okay, it's free.
Press
1.
0.
Like, I like your mom's pussy, but I mean, I had no choice. So I had a choice, but you know. I mean, the reason why I was kind of nervous about fucking with her, because she looked like Ron Artest. So, I was like, nah, I don't know, bro.
Your number is.
When they have no bumps.
339.
She brought out there to let you know that niggas is famous. But niggas is even more famous because 6'4 over there, we was on a Queen Latifah show one time. And this nigga 6'4 was coming at Queen Latifah hard body. You would have thought Queen Latifah was just a regular chick, like, you know, she ain't had no money or nothing. This nigga was coming at her hard body. And, you know, she was spitting back, you know what I mean, he was doing his thing. And then the niggas, he had the nerve to try to act like he was that interested. Making these fucking faces like he's like, you know, appalled, like, oh my god, like, yeah. Oh man, this is crazy. Shaking his head and shit. I wish I still had that fucking video, man. It's pretty old,
yeah.
Whatever it is.
Yeah, you used to like this shit all the time.
Yeah.
Yodels is my shit too.
What?
This is shit. Oh, no, yo, as a matter of fact, out of all the bum snacks, that's actually the one with the least fat.
Bum snacks?
Fuck is this guy talking about?
It's
yo,
like
you
a
don't know shit about
cake.
Bum snacks, nigga. Shut your mouth,
and it's,
nigga.
It's a little bit of fat. A little bit of fat.
Dirtbag, nigga.
Yeah, you gotta eat it with milk. You gotta eat it with milk, because you don't
eat
the rat.
Your grandma looks like Bobby Lee, nigga.
The sunny dude, yeah. Oh, you're talking about the cupcakes with the... Yeah. The orange. Yeah, those shit's in the scope.
Shut the fuck up, pussy. The fuck up, pussy! Oh, I'm not keeping on to the fucking...
It smells like Dr. Fett's boot.
Smells like what?
Like 40 below boot.
Yeah, dog, man, you just hurt my feelings, man. I'm gonna fuck your face up.
Yo, you said you're coming to New York next weekend, you bitch ass nigga?
Yeah, you bitch ass nigga.
You driving?
No, it's nigga ass.
Bitch ass nigga. bitch ass nigga. Bitch ass. I ain't fucking driving, nigga. You string cheese head motherfucker.
Oh, scary ass. Faggot ass, chauncey ass nigga. Faggot ass chauncey.
Not too long ago, I was at a Christmas party with my bitch.
One.
Who's having fun eating Christmas cake and whatnot? Saw another cunt I wanted to spit to. Walked over to her and said, "What's up, you cunt?
What
you trying to do?" She said, "Excuse
me."
I said, "Bitch, excuse me. I'm looking for some pussy and some cunt and some butthole." She said, "Well, I mean, I have a boyfriend." I said,
"You might,
bitch. No one asked that." She kind of got a little scared, a little frustrated. I said, "I'll snap your neck like a twig right now, bitch, if you sass me again." Her boyfriend, her man, walked over to the table. I'm like, "Nigga, what's the deal?" He said, he had a Letterman jacket on. He was from high school, pissing me off. I said, "Nigga, what sport you play, you little pansy?" He said, "I'm a football player." I said, "I don't care." Took him by his wrist. Cut him. Cut his wrist. Vertically. That said, "What now, ho?" Oh, he was on the floor dying, making a scene. That nigga daddy came over and said, "What happened?" I said, "Nigga, I slit his wrist." Took his Letterman from him, put it on, left without paying. That bitch walked up to me after I got out. She was like, "What's the problem?" I was like, "I'm about to call Bovice. We about to run train on you, bitch." She said, start crying a little bit. I slapped that bitch so fast. I ain't trying to hear that. She left. My nigga Bovice came up. I was like, "Let's go smoke some weed." He said, "I really ain't got no..." I said, "Nigga, you better get me her.
You better get me her."
Of course he about it. I'm turning on my own niggas. I'm pissed off a little bit. Now you tell me, nigga.
Nigga.
That whole thing unforgivable?
Is that whole thing unforgivable? I'll give a shout out to the Mexicans. They're getting it bad because of swine flu shit. So, you know, y'all leave these Mexicans alone, man. I mean, if you fuck with the Mexicans, how are we going to get, you know, shit built in America, man? How are we going to get these roofs fixed? I'm going to get these cars washed to perfection for cheap. How are you supposed to get these fruits?
Yes.
Salads.
Yeah.
I'm going to send this out to the Mexicans.
I heard 3-8 songs. It's bad. This shit's actually all right.
Hello.
Ruben.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
All right. Look, I got a little problem here. I got some leaks up in the roof there.
Yeah.
I had some guys here yesterday. Some Mexican, little Mexicans. They're up there whacking away at my roof. They tell me this, that, and the other thing.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, it rains. I got the rain coming right down inside. I went up there. You know, they're trying to show me this, that. I fired the two of the fuckers off on their fucking head. They don't know what the fuck they're doing up there. My wife's up there poking around. She's making like she knows what the fuck is up. I fired her down onto the fucking car. Hey, now, what I need here, buddy, is I need this fucking thing done right. Tell me what you can do for me.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not fucking putting you on, man. This is aggravating me now. This shit's going on. My wife, she's up there poking around like she knows what the fuck she's doing. I kick her right up the fucking ass, threw her down onto the fucking car. Show me what you can do now. I really need this. It's all along the side of the fucking house. The water's coming in like a sieve.
Zero.
Hey, this is a fucking joke, eh? Come on, buddy, help me out here.
So what's your name?
Zero.
Frank Rizzo.
Zero.
R-I-Z-O.
R-I-Z-O.
Yeah, now this problem, this has been going on for years.
Zero.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The rain just comes in, it's like buckets on my fucking head. It's getting out of line now. I got the fucking kids up there playing on the fucking roof. This is bullshit.
Zero.
Give me your address.
It's 503 8, Fifth
zero.
Street.
503
7
Fifth Street.
All right, listen.
Zero.
What do? You go up there with the kettles, the pots, the fucking
four.
Hot shit? What do you
zero.
Do? Talk to me.
What?
Zero.
I have to come and see what...
All right, because you know what happens? Yeah, I got a lot of fucking
zero.
Problems. These little Mexican fuckers, they were
what?
Up there with the hot
zero.
Shit.
Zero.
And they're fucking joking. They were up there slapping each other with the
zero.
Hot mops. I don't
zero.
Need this kind of shit. All right?
Yeah.
So I had to go up there, shoot the two fuckers right down in the yard, split their fucking heads, out of here.
Well, who'd you hire to do that?
I don't know the name of the fuckers. I thought I was going to get a little break on the price. The little bastards are up on the roof running around like fucking retards.
Huh. Well?
One of them come through the fucking window. He thinks he's cute. He's playing his little games. He fired his friend through my fucking window. He landed down in the living room. Hey, I can't have this shit.
Gee, mini crib.
All right, Bob, you help me out there.
Okay.
All right. I want you to come over here. You look at the fucking roof. You get your hands right in there and get your hands fucking dirty and you see what the problem is. All right, we'll see if we can fix this shit up.
Huh.
Okay?
Hey, I'll give you a call.
All right, if I get in your way anything like that, you fire me down into the fucking yard, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
That shit's funny. Oh, yeah, let's go. Keep calling from Shorty. You're live on the radio.
Shut up.
You don't believe me? Call the number. We got two more minutes. 914-338-1782. MySpace.com/angry_bastard_radio.
339.
MySpace.com/angry_bastard_radio.
/ your mom's legs in my on my shoulders. Going in faster. More than slowly. This nigga right here that's talking that demon that's talking right now.
They're both men. They're both men at .org.com.
Going in on Blaney's moms.
I got the Easter haircut.
Going in on E's moms. Going in on SD moms. Going in on Cuba's moms. Going in on Lou's moms. Going in on
everybody's mom. .org. www. Fuck you, pay me. Dot. Yeah, y'all hear it. We got 90 seconds left before the show's over, people.
Press 7 real quick.
Press 7. I'm going to follow. I'm a follow. Press 7. Let's go.
Yeah, we out.
Fuck you, pay me. Let's go.
Fuck you, pay me, bitch.
Come on, let's go, Shorty. Let's go, you big head bitch. Let's go.
Come on,
you monkey face bitch. Let's go.
Go ahead, faggot.
Come on, you Timberland Magoo face bitch. Get out of here. Let's go. Yeah. Let's press it. Whatever you press, I'm pressing, dog. We got 60 seconds. Let's go.
Press it.
Yeah, press it. Go on. I'ma press it with you, bitch. You fucking slut whore. Nah, Shorty, what are you going to hear before we get out of here? You like Trey Songz?
Hell no.
You like Notorious B.I.G.?
Hell no.
Lil Wayne?
Hell no.
Who you like? Shit.
Hey, why are you impressed?
I got to have you replace them before we get shut the fuck off.
Hey, sorry, why are you impressed? What's going on?
What?
Niggas don't want to talk to you, fam. Like, what's the problem?
Hey, Ma.
Damn.
Right, we got 10 seconds, people, so I'm just going to just throw off the top of head to head and play whatever.
What the hell is y'all just calling, yo?
Y'all take your care.
Sheik Looch, right out, yeah.
South Speed featuring Sheik Looch. We get it in. Angry Bastard Radio. I'm your boy, GQ. We got 6-4 in the building. We'll be live tomorrow. Latin people Friday. 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Possibly 9 p.m. to 11. Keep it locked. It's your boy GQ. Sick Fizzle. We live on the New Jersey. Fizzle. Let's go, baby.
4-4 nickel play shiny as fuck, yo. I like the rubber grip cause it hurt when the gun blows. Black mask on outside of your condo. I used to move the rock and dish it off like Rondo. The poppy on the block always yelling behind though. I skate on these niggas like I'm out in Toronto. Blacked out Hemi Challenger and it's sit low. I told you I'm the motherfucking man from the get go. I know a lot of things and I know what I don't know. Popo, these niggas be rapping on so-so. Singing on these records like Casey and JoJo. Skinny jean wearing niggas shopping at Soho. Loco, you make me go load the tray Ocho. These little niggas out here sweeter than cocoa. Depressed and recession, got a nigga with no dough. Been all around the world, ho, I told you I'm global. I can't walk around without them taking my photo. I move on these niggas like I'm sparring with Coco. Big dog, you just a little pup like Toto. Stop lying, nigga, from my trunk, you might go. All these niggas here softer than micro. Sheik a short thing, nigga, y'all niggas might blow. Lost a little weight on him, but no lipo. Hit you with the hatchet, motherfucker, I'm Michael. Myers, get the pliers, pull teeth out. Ask these niggas what the beef about.
Get it in, hit him in the chin. Hit him size of the slug like the lug on the rim. I don't give a fuck when I'm dipping in the Benz, cause I'm trying to get
run for a first, last for the pass, if it works. Last for the pass, baby. Last for the motherfucking pass.
Right there. Who is that?
Who is that?
Seagull.
Big shout out to Philadelphia. Big shout out to Philly, Jersey. All the East Coast, West Coast, South Coast, South Coast.
Yeah.
What we gonna do to
keep that one on right
there? Canada in the building. Toronto in the building.
Hold on.
Big shout out to my boo Lou Horner. Fuck down. Big shout out to Cuba.
Now, I'm sitting in the crib dreaming about Bentleys and rides. How big got rock, how Pac died.
Phone call, some kids got rocked, some shots fly.
So who this, dog?
The cops just came, the block closed.
Give me 15 minutes, I'll be there suited in SWAT clothes.
Plus, I just had to grip up some cane, they drop O's.
You see if they grip up our cane and pop O down on a block.
All I know is some dudes got knocked.
Man, if that nigga got knocked, he disburdened our stash. That's a case plus a loss for a bird and a half. Man, I'm dying to see if my face still working this mask.
If my hands still work with the steel, get away, driver. Whip game, reversing the wheel, a block and a half.
Pissed about this block and a half. I told that fucker take the block and slash. All that nigga had to do was walk a block and a half.
Don't wet it, I got some dudes that'll post up right in the lot.
I got my niggas that'll come through right in the noon. Strip everybody down to their socks.
Make them fuckers strip down to they nude.
Listen, I got a pump and a tuck that'll drop every truck on they block.
My SK lift every car on your street.
They must be retarded to sleep. AK rip the crash bar of they Jeep.
Keep guns, never burn when he.
B Seagull, nocturnal flow, bar your sleep.
Yo, niggas don't know, free bound to drop. Take back, yo, you scared the cop.
16, dog, and I ain't talking about years. I'm talking about bars and talking about theirs. I said
back.
Who thought I'd be a star? I was a bad boy. Uh-huh, sleeping in cars like Craig Mack. 16, sticking up bars with no gas. Lead pipe in the towel. Ice real red, I'm wiping you out. Plan fail, still wiping you out. Beat you down for this coke with a smile. Mom like, Lord, what's provoking my child? The devil in them, Lord, focus his eyes. I'm like, Mom, open the door. Out, rather roll with my boys. Please, I'm gone.
I got
16,
anything.
Left out my home. Now hooked up with toots. Out of
I
my
bet
own.
Anything.
I'm getting loot. Listen.
Call
Slater
me, man.
Farm took me out of my home. I'm like, damn, it's
I
gone.
Swear to you.
Look,
I promise you.
Now I'm on. It's 18, dog. Listen. Now I'm back. I went in his beans. I'm 18. Now I'm Mac. I'm back on the block. Me, news free, attacking the block. Neighbors contacting the cops. Contacting our clock. Haters, listen. 19 still trapped on the block. 6 months later, clapped by the cops. Picture Mac handcuffed to the bed. Knew I was big. Get the wheel to sit in the chair. I spent that case. I'm 20 now. I know life ain't funny now. It's time to get at this
funny
money
now.
21, I started peeping the game. 22, I started seeing some change. 23, started seeing the change. Something going on. Backwards now. It's not mathematics, man. 24, look, ripped up the mic. Went on tour with Hova, kicked in the door. 25, gripped up my balls and spit in the light. And say my name, bastard.
Yo,
got the game, man.
When I was 16, I was messing around with leaking them. Holding guns with Zeman.
Offering
to lie at the Mass General 4th and Jefferson because
we
I needed that. Messed around with my man sister because I needed that. Real close to the block. Real nice spot for the gat. Spot for the packs. In love with the shot. It's taking me back. 17, taking your drugs. 22, rifling.
There you go. 6-4.
Again, I just want to say, check. You're in a lot.
just the way you are. Life is just the way you are. Life is just the way you are. The last song of the night.
Stop for the younger generation.
Hey, yo, Pooh!
You know
yo,
I'm
Pooh!
My...
D-Block.
J-Hub, bitch, respect my bars. But doctors have to piece together your face like a collage. Niggas always talk greasy till the cell come out. And slugs rip through their gums and their grill come out. Motherfucker,
fuck you,
fuck,
fuck
your
man.
Slap you in the dome,
I'ma leave clips in your diaphragm. I'm purple instead of chocolate. And I'ma stay on the corner like stop signs.
Packing them creamy colored rocks in the Glock 9. When you speaking of the hardest nigga, bring her name up. D-Block, bitch, we about to have the game
chained up.
Word
too strong. Word too powerful. The dumb shower you.
Your garbage and your lyrics is boring. And
your whip was made the same year you was born in.
Don't worry about how many gas this crook has. Just know I
stay strapped like a bag.
You just getting off your porch, and me, I'm just getting off in court. I could make sure you're coughing, boy. Why would you mention a burner?
The
difference,
between rapping
and
attempting
the
murder.
Talking
the shit you heard of. You said, fuck, larceny? What is this, crazy, bitch?
You walk the streets,
there's a few safety tips.
Watch who you speaking about and
watch who you speaking to. The cat you speak about will show you what the heat could do. A respirator is what you be breathing through.
You got beef with who that you need toast. The closest you came to beef was Meatloaf.
Meatloaf.
We post with bats and peacoats. Y'all niggas better be close.
To fuck with kings, y'all bitches better hope and dream. Every gun that I own got a scope and beam. When I approach the thing, shake dice, rope your team. Best bitch on the East Coast and Queen. Lie cheaper, buy reaper, fly deeper, ride deeper. 4 pounds, I'm louder than 5 speakers. Spit fire, hot lava flow. Don't get it twisted, not one of them try to hold. Catch me in a sky of clothes with a lot of dough. That's not mine, it's his. I need a lot more to live. You gotta give the key before you can. How you think a bitch like me afford to live, motherfucker?
That's yeah. A bad bitch. Shiz, you a badass next time. It's the younger generation. Killing y'all. Lock. Get busy on them niggas.
Try to mad crazy. So I get birds for my crew. I'm an Erica if I do my bag, lady. You got crazy schemes. I know you ain't spitting shells. Yeah, it shakes so much. It shows up on the Richter scale. I made the huskiest niggas look like they had sickle cell. I don't just sell bricks, dog. I got a bitch for sale. So let me find out it's a nigga hating lot. No coffin. He get buried in a refrigerator box. God damn, I'm a hot man. I'm telling you straight up. I got my weight up. Take up. Call my wrist rock stand. Cause if I wore it in a dark room, you and your man are hated. I'ma look animated like a cartoon. Bottom line, I'm telling you that you ain't fucking with me. Hard, no bodyguards. You want a shot, come and get me. I'm not a sucker, nor any nigga running with me. And why y'all balling the wheels? This ain't under 50.
Nickel?
Lock and block's the motto. Got more snow than Dr. Shivago. Same mindset that make a pole box in Chicago. But I don't get my gangster from movies. I'm a rock star. 5-star tellies running gangsters on groupies. Come through and leave your boy sick. Cause my F-type steers with a joystick. I'm the heart of my era. Listen, I lead an artistic life. Paint pictures with my actions. Ain't no margin for error. My innate features leave niggas dismayed, speechless. And please don't mistake weakness for kindness. I fuck with old timers. So don't make me forget the true real and catch Alzheimer's. Motherfucking hoes never eyeball them. I'm known to break a bitch for reckless eyeballing. The top dog, nigga, I'm the fair truth. You wanna get mad? Well, nigga, I'm the square root. The rock star.
I got mean stash, you seen Jazz
get a thug on and strip my bitch and we kiss and get a hug on. She what I put drugs on to get my grub on. And dog, when you park your car, put your club on. The next cat I put the snub on, I'ma clap the gas till it gets too hot. And that's
what the gloves on.
Love drawn, y'all should go to an art school. I get my club on with the glow
in the dark.
Trees on my shoes, polo in the dark blue. And I swap tools at the pole in the knock shoes. Fuck is y'all stupid or something? What's the point?
The point is pulling out the joint and you were shooting at nothing. You fucking get your thing in the feet. And if you have braces and you know how to banger a tape.
Anything pertaining to cake. And I just copped the blue lockman with the rectangular
angular face.
Easy.
Easy.
Easy, niggas. Matter of fact, fuck that. Go hard. Cash, show these niggas how you built. Grab your guns. Bust off. My nigga.
Yeah,
it's Cassidy. Get the name clear.
I'm what you lame said, got the game scared. I bought cane by the square.
Sell it by the hoe. I run through snow like a reindeer.
Cool kids, nose red like Rudolph. I'm
grinding on the strip so hard, I got blue balls.
I knock a few off, then get blue off. That's
how I feel my clothes like my shoes off.
Bitches like RuPaul. When it's war, I
move out like U-Haul. I'm a juke.
I send 8 balls to the corner. My strip
I
like,
like
a
pool hall.
And I ball like I've been in the sport. My trigger,
my trigger
finger
itches like they got 10 out of water. Don't play, play around with hemorrhoids.
His chest is
a pain in the ass like hemorrhoids. Faggot.
Yeah, we don't stop. This is our grid.
We don't stop.
Generation.
Angry Bastard Radio.
Fuck is what it's about.
Showing your dick light is what it's about.
You do it anytime, any place.
6-4.
Give me for all four. Cause we never stop, we still in the studio.
Team 2.
In the studio right now. Fall holiday styles go to the ghost. SP, Panera.
Y'all already know what it is.
Well, you know, I'll be out
soon. Angry Bastard Radio.
Gangsters
and gentlemen.
Cocksuckers.
Y'all find somebody new better than AB?
Introduce me to him.
Introduce them to us so we can shake their hands. Because, you know, that's a gentleman thing to do. Then we're going to stick to the gates and shoot them in the head because that's just our style.
You know, I should have been the hardest shit.
Our shit is the hardest shit on the planet right now, as a matter of fact. Following this. So,
just y'all stay tuned,
AT, because we will not stop.
There's a lot of cocksuckers
out in the game. There's a lot of cocksuckers out in the street, too.
If you're on the street,
snitch. Don't snitch. Get your shit split, bitch. Angry Bastard Radio. It's another motherfucking day done. And it's a wrap. 6-4 on the switch. GQ on the phone. SD in the matrix. Ill E in the fucking matrix. Nigga fresh. Bitch ass nigga in the matrix. Niggas is out of here. I got an appointment that I'm late for fucking one of y'all niggas' moms out there. So if you see the back of my jersey, keep it stepping, little nigga, law nigga. And for you real niggas out there, or bitches that want to get your face broken on some Call of Duty, that gamer tag is JJ space DA space DARK space NITE. JJ the Dark Knight.
Man, leave me alone.
I don't know if Yachty wants to put his shit out there, but that's my shit. Y'all can find Yachty on my shit. You better come correct, don't come at all. Because niggas is shooting martyrdoms. You walk over my body, you taking something with you. Puss. Niggas is out of here. Angry Bastard Radio. myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. Now I gotta go call the missus. I'm out. One.
What's up?
right?